I'm going to read you a short poem from John Moffat called To Look at Anything. To look at anything, if you would know that thing, you must look at it long. To look at this green and say, I have seen spring in these woods, will not do. You must be like the thing you see. You must be the dark snakes of stems and ferny plumes of leaves. You must enter into the small silences between the leaves. You must take your time and touch the very peace they issue from. So getting interested. Seeing what's here. Taking a few breaths and on the exhale, allowing yourself to soften. Softening, particularly in the area of the shoulders. Around the eyes. And letting your attention now begin at your feet. Feel the toes on your feet. And one of the things that we do when we practice is we move from the concept to the direct experience. So of course we all have an image of our toes, a sense about what they look like, or but see if instead you can feel your toes directly. They won't feel the way the image fits, the way the image is in your mind. Let your toes feel directly the way they feel. Notice if they're warm or cold, if there's pressure. And notice if there's any tension in your toes that can soften. And then feeling the forefoot, toes attaching to the forefoot and the whole forefoot, the ball of the foot and the top and inside. I'm doing this from an appreciative point of view. Wow, these feet that take us everywhere. And in this moment, allowing them to soften. Nothing to do right now. Feeling the area of the arch. Inside, on top. And the heel area. And then feel the whole foot and notice if there's any tension that can soften there. Coming up into the ankle. and coming up into the lower legs, letting your attention take in the large muscles of the calf, feeling contact of clothes or air, and then deeper inside. Perhaps feeling the hardness of the front of the lower leg. Coming up into the knee. And as we go, notice if there's any softening. Often when we bring our attention somewhere, it naturally wants to soften. This natural instinct we have to go towards more ease. Let that be present in your practice. Coming up into the upper leg. Noticing all along the front of the upper leg, along the sides. Along the back. And then letting your attention come deep inside. And then bringing your attention to where the legs join the hips. See if this area too has some softening available. One of the wonderful things about relaxing is that we can't make it happen. It's part of the way we learn to let go. We let go of resisting it, of holding the tension, and simply allowing our body to return to the ease that is available. Coming up into the lower belly, feeling in the area of the front lower belly and the pubic bone area. Feeling the base of the body, the perineum and the base of the spine. Buttocks. And then feeling the lower belly, just allowing the lower belly to settle, soften, and feeling deep inside. Letting this awareness spread up into the upper belly. Allowing this whole mid region of the belly and abdomen, the lower back, the sides, getting to know it. Here we might start to notice the movement of the breath. And then coming up into the upper torso, feeling the front, the movement of breath in the chest. Feeling this movement also in the sides. And in the back. Coming all the way up to the shoulder girdle, feeling under the collarbones, around to the shoulders. And notice as you do that, the shoulders in particular may soften a little bit more. Feeling the upper back. Letting the attention flow down the arms. Down through the upper arms and the elbows into the lower arms. All the way into the hands. And then coming back and feeling the neck, the back of the neck. The head. Perhaps imagining as if you could rub those flat, wide muscles on the head, allowing them to soften. Coming around to the eyes, allowing the eyes, the forehead to soften and letting the eyes rest in their sockets. The jaw softening. And the throat. So now taking in the whole of the body. Feeling the breath in the body. Perhaps noticing if there's any additional softening. And allow your attention to rest gently on the breath. Not as a should, not as with a sense of striving or effort, but more as an invitation to ease, that in this moment to just allow your attention to be with the breath. Finding in the breath the place that has the most ease or is the most neutral. So if you notice that your breath feels tight in a certain way, or you have a view that it needs to be shorter or longer, see if you can drop that and just find some place where there already is some ease in the breath, perhaps in just the sense of the flow of it. Or the way it affects one particular place in you. And if the breath is challenging for you for some reason, which sometimes happens, that we may have associations or have conditions, then letting yourself feel the body, perhaps continuing with a self-directed body scan. or allowing your attention to go to sound. But if the breath is available to you here at the beginning of our time, I encourage you to just rest in that. Notice the tendency of the mind, of the thoughts, to pull you off. And just when that happens, come back as soon as you can, as soon as you remember, without judgment or blame. Recognizing that we're not trying to stop thoughts, but we're trying to let them move from their usual location in our foreground of our primary attention, and letting them instead sit in the background. Letting your attention go to the simplicity of the breath or body. Knowing the thoughts will continue, but doing our best to not get caught in them, to feed them, and allowing the simplicity to relax our bodies, soften our hearts, just sitting here. Breath in, breath out. If it's helpful, you can quietly say that to yourself, just in and out.